Shin Zama Gimel Sifchov Dalet Peres Alakoyim Achatzelis Ve'ino Noga'as Adakaka. Somebody put a mat over this koyra, so it's not visible, and the mat does not reach to the ground. In koyim arish shlosha tefachim psula. The mat is more than 3 tefachim above the ground. It's psula, because the ma'isa, even though the machzelis has larger dimensions, but if it's not on the ground, it can't work as a mechitza, and it's covering up the koyra. So it's being mevatel the koyra also. It disqualifies the koyra. Why? Sherekisa koyra vaneiris. You don't see the koyra anymore, and it has to be visible. Bottom is koyra, and therefore it's not a koyra anymore. Mechitza gapken, you know, kivin shekavoy meres shleisha. That we learned before. The mechitza has to start within 3 tefachim of the ground. Avol miniach koyra rechova nimsheches ksas lemata meesora sheira. If you have a wide koyra and part of it goes below 10 tefachim, then it's kosher. The question is, what does this mean? Because if it's going within 10 tefachim, then lechayra it should be possible, because it has to be 10 tefachim above the ground. It's not clear what the Shulchan Aruch means over here.